Chapter 4 He fell asleep without difficulty and slept deeply. The alarm clock on the night table awoke him, and he seized it and clapped down the catch. Then he crouched down at the window, he was naked, and looked over the sill. Already at 7:30, the street looked deadened with heat and light. The clouds were heavily suspended and slow. To the south and east, the air was brassy. The factories were beginning to smolder and faced massively India red, brown, into the sun and across the hot green netting of the bridges. There was a hard and circling rumble of trucks and subterranean trains. Nunez was out in front, cleaning the sidewalk with a bucket of water and the stub of a broom. His wife was busy at the window boxes. New white strings stretched up to the lintel. She was leaning out, training vines on them. Leventhal washed and shaved. Albie's note was lying on the kitchen table. He reread it and threw it into the pail beside the sink. He was about to slam down the lid, but checked himself. He was behaving as he would have yesterday when he was at the end of his patience, and almost smiling at himself. He set it in place lightly and pushed the pail toward the wall with his foot. Well, he could have been forgiven yesterday for losing his patience or even his head. What a day. With all that he had weighing on him already, this Albie shows up to add his little bit. He must have brooded over the affair for years, until he convinced himself that Ruttiger had fired him because of that interview. Of course it was true enough that Ruttiger had a rotten bad temper.